Mem, Sif Aleph. We did the Sif right. We were holding the Shavuos. Holding the Shavuos at cotton hay. So a person undertook responsibility for a non-Jew's chametz and brought the chametz to his possession. So when it comes Pesach, he's going to be held. He has to be mevarit. This is not a derabbanan. Then this is the raisa de gedin that he has a chiyuv beer when he's mekabel achrayus. He gets a chiyuv beer. So therefore the din derabbanan the chom and shabbat pesach becomes osur would apply. This situation, just like chametz of Yisrael, which was held in possession of a Jew over Pesach. Normally we say chametz of Pesach is asur b'hanoa. So giving back to the goy is in essence parting you from your chiyuv, but really you're supposed to get rid of it. And then you'd have to pay him money. And now you're paying him the chametz instead of sending money. So look, you're getting benefit. But the chazal did not ask you to give back to the goy. But the mice belongs to the goy. You don't have a right to steal the goy's chametz from him. So the chazal did not ask for that. Welcome to Yeshul Achush. She asked her akum of him currently Yisrael because she's still by Yisrael chametz of Allah Pesach. But now we're concerned that the goy is going to turn around and sell it to another Jew. We could argue that in that situation it would be also to give it to the goy because you're causing and the Mor gives a few examples like that. The Mor gives an example of by chametz. You have chametz which wheat kernels which fell into the river and potentially some of them became chametz stick. You want to sell it before Pesach to a goy. So Mor says, yep, you have to defend the goy. You might turn around and sell the bag which looks like regular kernels, which that people think may not chametz. You might sell it to another Jew, but not being aware. The Mor says in regards to, if you have a beged which has one thread of klayim in it, one thread, let's say it's a woolen garment, there's one thread of linen in it. So it's not obvious to people that there's shatnez there. So you can say, you sell it to a goy, but they're worried about the goy might turn around and sell it to a Jew. The Jew might not notice that thread of linen over there, and you have a problem. So the more it discusses this idea in a few places. Okay, now comes the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that Yesh Mekilim Beker Din Zeh. This whole halacha that we're going to give this chametz, the din of chametz shel Pesach, which is also after Pesach, but no, that's not so simple. Chazal, when they made the gzeira that chametz after Pesach is also b'hano, there's only Jewish chametz, not chametz which was a goy's, which had been by a Jew, which he still had responsibility, but he didn't do it. And the argument being because Chazal's point wasn't to go out to give the guy, you know. You're a bad boy here, we're going to slap you with a fine. The point was, this is part of the motivation to make sure that he does what he's supposed to do with it. Well, if I can keep it after Pesach and use it, so I might be motivated to not get rid of it. If even after Pesach I can't use it, so I'll be more motivated to get rid of it like I'm supposed to. Right? The motivation of keeping it will be less. When it comes to the goy's chametz, that's because that it's chametz which the Jew is going to use. You understand, he has a motivation. Hey, let's keep the chametz around after Pesach. I could, use it. So I might be motivated to keep it. So I say, you know what, listen, after Pesach, you can't use it. Okay, fine, I can't use it. I might as well get rid of it already. Whereas the chametz, which belongs to the goy, I'm not going to end up using anyway. So the motivation might be less. So Chazal did not make the gzeira over there. So Mishmur says, so I wouldn't necessarily allow you to eat it based on that, but I would allow you to this or no, we allow you that to benefit from it. So obviously, returning it back to the goy is not going to be problematic. Okay. Now the Rama said even in a situation where Goy number one gave it to the Jew with a chrayus, so now it's with the Jew and he has a chrayus, and the Jew takes it and gives it to Goy number two to watch it. See, some mechiv to get rid of it. So now it's sitting by Goy, but some mechiv to get rid of it. Why? Vav. Sharehu kishaloi mekim shekibel abachrayus. But since the Jew has responsibility for it, even though it's by the Goy, but the Jew took responsibility vis-a-vis the owner, the Goyish owner. If something happens, that the Jew's responsible. So once the Jew's responsible, since it's like his chametz. So it's like taking my chametz and putting it by a Goy, which is you can't do either. Can have like a mafkid chemsoy ebiyad nochri the osir can more besiptel. That I can't take my chametz and have a Goy hold it for me over pace. So this is basically what's happening. I take responsibility for it, just like in my chometz, and I'm giving it to Goy to hold it, take care, to hold on to it, over Pesach. You can't do that. The Goy says, listen, the second Goy says, listen, I'll take full responsibility for it to you. I'll be also, that's a loser. To Lonifka, Ayyadizah, Akrayas, meaning Yisrael, Akamarishan. So Goy number one gave it to the Jew. They made some type of a hiska, it was between the two of them. So he's now responsible to that Goy for Geneva and Vain, etc. Goy number two says, if something happens, I'll reimburse him. So very nice. So the Jew said, I'm not going to take a loss because whatever money I pay back to the Goy, this guy will pay me. But at the end of the day, the reality is he's still responsible to the owner. So the din of a chrayah is still there. Even though the second Goy is taking a chrayah to him, unless he went back to the original owner and said, you know what, he's going to take over, then fine. But then you didn't do that. Here's, Goy A gave it to the Jew gave it to Goy B. The Goy B says, I'll cover any damages. But meanwhile, the Jew still has responsibility vis-a-vis the original owner. So, instead of like his chometz, and he has a problem. V'yesh mekilim azeh, some argue that this situation is mutter. Why is that? Kimin b'chol mokum, guva chometz, and a shalot. He doesn't really own the chometz. So why is the chometz considered his? Because he's responsible for it. So guva chometz, and a shalot, v'gamin b'beis. It's not yours, it's not in your house. Alp. And imishum the kibbal abachra, yisig the name of Veda, but he has responsibility of something to recover the damages. So it's like it's his. Hareka connect the kibbal akam asheniya al atzma. So the Goy took that responsibility. So you should argue, as much as you become the owner by taking it with that responsibility from the Goy, the second Goy becomes the owner because he took it from you. So now he's the owner. Right? Because as much as you tell me, when I get, it's my, not my chometz, but since I'm responsible for Geneva Veda, it's like it's mine. So now when the second Goy says, well, he's responsible for Geneva Veda, now it's like it's his. So now it's his, so why am I responsible? Why am I chayv? The Taitim Huadin Mishamachar HaCheder Shechometz Munach V'Lakum Kem Mishar Ma'akum Zay Kibbal Abakray Yisrael Geneva Veda. Even if you don't, not only would it be true if you actually take it and give it to the Goy's house, you can turn around and sell it to your room where the chometz is in your house, sell it to a Goy, and the Goy will makabel Geneva Christ and Geneva Veda, that would also be fine. Now, I think what they're saying is like this. The Gemara presents a machlokes called Dabar Garmel Mamon Kamamon Dami or Lav Kamamon Dami. The main place where it comes up is Gemara Baba Kamma. Which means, if I have something which is not mine, but this item represents money for me, the example the Gemara gives is the following: a person says, "A re'alai the hobby carbon, re'alai the hobby carbon shloman." He says, "I am taking responsibility for bringing carbon shloman." So loch is, and then I said, I designate a carbon shloman. If that animal is lost, I have to replace it because I said, "A re'alai." If I said a zoo carbon shlomim, all I said was this is a carbon shlomim. If it gets lost, so it was a carbon shlomim, but I'm not responsible. But if I say a ray a lie, I'm taking responsibility on myself to make this, to bring a carbon shlomim. The fact that I designated this one is not going to. Now God comes and steals the animal. So Geneva from Hektish is not Kai of Kefil. But Shimon says he's not just stealing from Hektish, he's stealing from you. Because even though you don't really own the animal, what's your mouth is not yours anymore. It belongs to Hektish. But when it's stolen, you have to replace it. So Darak Gamal Mammon is Kamaman Dami. As much as it impacts me, and this item represents money to me, because if it's gone, I have to replace it. This is that I have some level of ownership in it, and therefore, when the Ghana steals, he's stealing from me. So he owes me kefil. That's what the Beis Rav Shimon says. Yeah, that makes sense?
Can you say the phrase again? You're saying
it. Dabra Hagarim Lamam, and someone causes money, is Kamam Adam, is like money. So I don't really own it, but it represents money for me. So the Gemara connects this halach over here that a cry is for Chomets to the Machach, is Dabra Gamal Kamam Adam. And the Gemara says, the Gemara goes both ways. The woman says, according to Rav Shimon, that makes a lot of sense. I understand why your Rabbi says it's considered lechoa, because that's what he holds. Even though the Thomas is not yours, but since if something happens to you, it's going to cause you a loss. So it's like you have an ownership in it. So you're an ownership, of course, you're going to be, because you're chai. But according to the Rabbanan, Moore says, why would this lechoa make any sense? That's one version of the Gemara. The other version of the Gemara says, Bishop, according to the Rabbanan, I need a drasha for posik. According to the Shimon, I need a posik for it. It's obvious. But the more it seems that you go both ways, the more it gets tired. Why I would think the Rav Lamam wouldn't apply, it's mashal that it applies, but the more it ties us into the din of the Gar Lamam. So what will be now in a situation where the guy, the original Goy owns it, he gives it to me, our Christ. And I take it, I give it to a second Goy who takes a Christ. So at the end of the day, this animal is not really Gar Lamam to me, because as much as something's going to happen to it, this guy's going to reimburse me. So it's not garbled a moment to me at that point in time. So that's what they're saying. So Melon, it's not considered mine in that situation, I wouldn't be heard by your way once. Okay. And he turned around and gave it to another goy.
So what's not hard for this? If you have a achrayus on something.
The moral is not from Sukkot. The moral is because it says lo yimotze, sar lo yimotze b'batechem. It says sar lo yimotze b'batechem, period. Okay. It says, which means it has to be yours. Right. So Moore says, so here it says it has to be yours. Here it says no matter what.
Uh-huh.
So Moore says, it's being marabed in a situation where it's not yours, but you have responsibility. That's enough. There was the drush of Sotel Yimotze B'Batechem tells me, even though there's a requirement of lecho, this is a level of lecho. So Moore, that's, otherwise, why would the Torah stress?
So that's only by chometz, it's not by other things. If I ask you to watch my money, that doesn't make it your money. Even though if you take it with achrayus, it's still. If I give you $100 to watch for me, and you're taking achrayus on it, it's not your $100.
It's
only by chometz you're saying this.
Only chometz. Well, Shimon says that the drush is only by chometz. Okay. The chometz only by chometz.
If it's only by chometz, I understand.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm sukkim. Right. Rav Shimon's svara called "Don't regard is across the board. It applies not only by chometz; it applies everywhere he holds. He holds me svara, an item which represents money for me, and if something happens to it, I'm responsible for it. So it's something that I'm getting some usage out of this item at this point in time. Its existence is valuable to me. So I get some usage out of the item. So it's like I am getting some usage out of the item.
Okay.
So it's like I have an ownership in it for that purpose. So now
just for the purpose of having a chrayus, but nothing.
Well,
but
now,
it's not your money, though.
Well, I can't do anything with it, but if a Ghana steals, he stole from me.
Right.
Because I lost because of it. Right. So that's called he stole from me, not only from the owner, he also stole from me.
Because you're responsible to pay it back.
Right.
So that would be, no matter who's the shita is, you're responsible to pay.
No, the point is, it's a grumma, Betz. The chomer says, listen, you want to say, I caused you a loss, I caused you a loss. There's nothing kefil on causing a loss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying you kefil because I stole from you.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't steal from me, I don't own it. Shem says, yes, I stole from you. It's called I stole from you because you own it. Well, you don't really own it, but since it represents money to you, this item, in a certain sense, has... you have a usage of the item. You have some usage of the item. As long as it's intact, you don't have to pay any money.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes gone, you do. So that's called, you have some usage of it. It's like you have an ownership.
So if a Ghana steals it, he has to pay kefil to the shomer?
Well, as long as the bialim is somebody you have to pay to, you pay to the bialim, then the guy's off the hook. Ghana paid to the bialim. If the bialim is hektish, or the bialim, which levels you, there's nothing kefil by hektish. So
right.
Shimon said you paid to the shomer. Okay, and Yehudi Acher. Now, Jew A got it from the goy, and then Goy A gave it to the Jew, and then the Jew gives it to the goy B. Sheno Baal of Zion, Sheno Baal of the other guy is not the owner. Lafuke Koshechosef Kiru be out of Baal of the Sherpin. Now, nobody argues that, let's say the Jew accepts responsibility, then he gives it back to the owner. So listen, you know, I'm happy to take responsibility, but it's Pesach, I can't keep it. Here, you can take it back for Pesach. Okay. So, but the Maestro, you're responsible. No, you give back to the owner. The Havli Kimakabla Christ, Al Kemsa Shalakim, Abisakim, the Sherpin. Because that, even if I have responsibility, when we discussed this at the last day, insurance. So if I insure the goy's chometz by in the goy's property, that's not this din. This din is I've taken a kinyan and I've taken the item to myself. So I'm getting used out of it. Over here, it's something else. It's your chometz in your house, and if something happens, I'll pay you money. That's not this din. That's not pikadon. That's insurance. Insurance is a whole different. So if I take it, I give it back to the goy. Even if I'm telling him, you know, I took responsibility. He gave it to me, I took responsibility. So listen, you know, can you hold it for the next... And I go back to the owner, I'm still responsible. Can you hold it for the next 8 days? He says, okay. So something happens, I'm responsible, but it's sitting by him still. So then it's like me paying insurance payments.
What? Going back to the case before, how did the second goy, did the Jew give him money to watch it? Why did he take Akrayas over... That's not a problem, though.
However he sets it up.
Yeah.
So the Shulchan Aruch said the first opinion was that it's only true if the person's chayv on Peshia, Geneva, and Aved. The second opinion said even if it's just chayv on Peshia, that's already enough to make it yours. That's the second opinion. That's Ches Yeshomer. Chilu Yeshloch Shadezu Yuchachil Shemakbid on this opinion that even just Shomer Chinam already is going to be a problem. So give it back to the goy if you have an option. The goy is not here, what should you do? So Yasa Mechira's comments, Vivatul Gamke. Do Mechira and Bittul. Vavl Harbor Poiskim Ain Moyal Mechira Ubittul Bechaman Shena Aguf Shaloi. Somehow it doesn't work because the actual item you don't own, you own the monetary value. You have some vested interest in the monetary value, but the item is not yours. So how can you sell it? Or how can you be mevatel it? Even though there are many places who hold like that, we go, welcome, we can go and tell Yeshua and Zechal Makim, we'll be some Makim, we'll hold that it works. And the logic behind the Makilim, I think we discussed this once, the Ron says, really, Midaraisa, no chametz is ever yours. Because Shaykh Dorman, Rashad Shalom. Once it becomes chametz, also but you don't really own it. But son of Kosekilim Rishus, the Torah gave it back to you. So if you indicate before Pesach that you don't want it, basically you're agreeing to the din of the Torah that it should be worthless, the Torah never put it back in your Rishus. So you don't really need to own it. As much as the Torah says that when the goy's chametz is mufkan by you, you're responsible for it, but you're saying, I don't want it. All right, I'm willing. So some Achronim say that the Mechiras chametz, which we do, the way it works, you know, because like, you know, it's only, you know, it's a joke. It's not a joke. But that's my way of saying, I don't want this. It's a form of bittul in a certain sense. And it's our way of saying, this chometz is worthless to me. I'm willing to sell it to the goy. So as much of the goy's chometz is mufka by me and I'm responsible for it, I can say, you know what, chvil is it. All right, I'm willing to sell it to somebody else. So that's enough to say that it's not considered your value very much. So that's the Makilim. Achmed Yevit, Kishamakar, Mahia Shoshish, Yevshal, Lamar Cholakim. You can't sell after the sixth hour. So Mashi's Barbara said, tell him, Gimbal. And the goy is not here. You can't sell it anymore. Can't do bitl anymore. So Yeshizmah, so Rishon, Mesel Chayev, Lavarim, and Arlam. Since he was only Shomer Chinam, he's not chayv to give a beta, we'll go with the first opinion, and he's not chayv to do beer. You can hold on until the guy comes back and give it back to him. As soon as he comes, give it to him. Because according to the second opinion, that's a problem. Every moment is a problem. So he comes back in the middle of Pesach, give it to him. This way, for the next X amount of days, you won't be over. Yeah, the first few days you were starting with Lakula. Since you're not Chayim Gneva, you're not Chayim Aveda, it's not you're not over by your Avimots. But there's an opinion holds that you are. So you're Meikle. But if I have the option to give back to the Goy, give back to the Goy. Ah, he's more pesach. Give it to the goy. Let the goy take it. And this way, you know, you're chlor positive. But in that situation, you're giving to the goy and pesach. Rosh Hashanah, lo yigah b'yadav. You're not supposed to touch chametz because she's bar b'zim and tough memdal. We don't want you to touch it. Kaveh, you might come to eat it. So you can't touch it on pesach. And according to this, that which we're making, we say that if you're only shemachinah, you're not going to and gneiv aveda. You're not over by your right motzei. So then there's no din of chamash shavu pesach after pesach. Okay. Then he said the last there's a case where a goy is you have no achrayus at all, financial achrayus. You didn't accept any achrayus, but the owner is this strong arm guy, and he's going to make you pay for it. So listen, watch this. Says, oh, buddy, whether you like it or not, if something happens, you're going to pay. So why don't you say, that's called, again, that's considered l'cho, because it represents money for you. V'yesh kolk. Tess. The key of the Yisrael, lo kibbol avachray, is the Jew said, no, I'm not responsible. V'upat medina tera, medina malchus, v'etzim, he's not really m'chuyiv. The guys who make him pay money. He's the guys who make it. It's like extortion. That's not called. I have a bialis on the item that it's called lechol. And chometz natural kshila. You know, kfiyas akum. Just because the guy's going to force you to pay doesn't make it yours. Okay, that's what they hold. We come back. The ikur there. Rishana v'ayin le'elbus of cotton dalit. The ikur is that the first opinion says no. Once it represents money to you, so that's called. You have a usage of it, and therefore you're by your own matzah. But a scenario where you didn't get rid of it, after Pesach would be mut. Yeah? Let's see, so here just to the machaber and base. So that's if he was Chai Bar Christ. Let's say he's not Chai Bar Christ at all. So according to the first opinion, he's not Chai Bar Gnei Baveda. According to the second opinion, he's not even Chai Bar Mashiach. I just basically said, listen, you know, here. If you want to keep it here, just leave, put it in the corner. I'm not taking the responsibility. So I'm not, whatever happened, I'm not responsible. I didn't take. So he's just sitting with me, but I have no Christ at all. Even if the Goy is somebody who is. What's called kavish tachas yada. What does that mean? For example, okay, goy shu ger toshav b'sharim b'chad. So the goy keeps the mitzvahs of a goy is ger toshav. He's accepted the rulership of the Jews, and he's there mamash in my same property. So he's in my property. He's basically subordinate to me. So I could argue. Well, then, if so, I have bialis over there. I can do whatever I want with this item. No. I'm not mechivah. Even in that situation, I'm not mechivah to do anything. But, so I have a goyis come sitting here in my house. I have no achrayus. So not everybody, I don't have to burn. I can destroy it. But, you have to make a mechitza. You shouldn't forget and by mistake come to eat it. So you have to make it, you have to, some way, set it off from the rest of the. We have real comments. You have to set it off from the rest of the property. If any yudish and comments the basis of below rishus, if the guy dropped up some comments without my permission, and it didn't even agree to that, so a couple of kli, you cover it over with a kli. This way, there'll be a reminder that is, you shouldn't come to eat it. That's the only time that happened in Yom Tov. Mukari Yom Tov, Tzarech Lasin Mechitza. We only rely on Kli when you can't make Bola Mechitza, because it's Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, you would have to make a Mechitza. You have to totally set it off into a different property. Let's hold the. So this is the gap for us, really, what the place where the gap for us is the chametz, which we sell to the goy. So it's basically the same thing, it's equivalent of, we have the goy's chametz sitting in my property.
Right.
So I have some din of mechitza. Right. Something to talk about that. It's a bishop tomorrow. Okay.